This Sunday we celebrate Catechetical Sunday. So at this Mass, we ask God's blessing upon our catechists, those who are entrusted with the great mission of teaching the faith to our children. Of course, we're grateful for all of our catechists, grateful for Brittany, who directs our faith formation efforts at the parish. But we're also and especially grateful to all parents who are the primary educators of their children in the faith. So we pray for you, for godparents, for grandparents, anyone who takes seriously this task of educating the next generation in the timeless faith that has been handed on to us. Now the theme that the bishops of the United States chose for this year's Catechetical Sunday is teaching about God's gift of forgiveness. I must admit that this can be a difficult topic to find the proper understanding of what forgiveness is, the balance. Too often we have a double standard when it comes to forgiveness. The forgiveness that we have come to expect by faith from God is not always the forgiveness we think is due to others or that we ought to extend to them. So how do we as individuals and as a community of faith teach about God's forgiveness? First thing is that we must know and encounter God's forgiveness in our own lives if we want to have anything to say or to do in terms of God's forgiveness. The Gospel and the Church continually call us to repentance. The language of Isaiah from today, he says, "Let the scoundrel forsake his way and turn to the Lord for mercy." That's me, the scoundrel, going the wrong way. That's us, in need of repentance. And we turn to Jesus for His mercy. When we seek refuge in His Sacred Heart, we are never rejected. We always find forgiveness and compassion. We find healing. And we need to return again and again to that source of mercy and healing in order to truly know and understand what God's gift of forgiveness is about. Just like to offer a few practical ways that we can come to know God's mercy. One is through prayer. In our daily encounter with Jesus, we ought not to hide or to ignore or to make excuses about our sin. Let's bring that to Him with the greatest confidence and trust. He is our greatest friend and ally. He is the one who can transform our wounds, our sin, into something beautiful. So prayer. The Eucharist is the second. Every Sunday, or even for those who are fortunate, more frequently, we can receive the very blood that poured out from the side of Christ for the forgiveness of our sins. What a beautiful and intimate encounter with His mercy we have in the Eucharist. Frequent confession. Just a few weeks ago, we heard of how Peter was entrusted with the gift to be able to bind and to loose on earth. And Jesus said to His apostles more clearly in a different place, "Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them." And it's no secret that Jesus has not revoked this gift. The sacrament of reconciliation, confession, is where our sins are forgiven. And it is often the most intimate encounter with the mercy of God that we can have in this life. Yes, it's intimidating. Yes, we can come up with all sorts of excuses to not go. But there, in confession, we come face to face with the merciful heart of Jesus. And He extends our healing, forgiveness, and strength. So there's many ways that we can encounter God's mercy. And after we have encountered it, not just once, but in our daily life, then we begin to live forgiveness. We need to live it if we are going to teach about it. We need to forgive as Christ has forgiven us. As Isaiah said, the Lord's ways and thoughts are above ours. We don't find forgiveness something natural, something easy. We don't like to forgive. We love to hold a grudge. Now, how to forgive and the whole dynamic, which is very complicated, that's a topic for another time. But what's important for us to recognize today is that we desire and strive to forgive, knowing that forgiving makes us like God, and it gives us the freedom to love. And only when we begin to live forgiveness will we be able to teach others about God's forgiveness. Like so many things, forgiveness isn't learned so much from talking about it, but by trying it, by doing it, by living it. How do we treat the person who has wronged us? How do we speak of our enemies or our opponents? Do we seek revenge? Do we hold someone's mistakes over their heads forever? Could we be described as slow to anger, rich in kindness? Those are the things that our children pick up from us. Those are the things that they are learning about forgiveness from, not just our words. St. Paul said we must strive to live in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ. Having received forgiveness from God, how do we live? How do we extend forgiveness to others? I'd like to turn to our gospel for a minute. What we heard today, what is that gospel about? This strange business strategy of the vineyard owner, the perceived injustice and the frustration of the workers. What is this story all about? Well, it's about mercy, certainly, and it's about the cross. The whole of the gospel is, in one way or another, about the cross and resurrection of Jesus. So I think we see here in this parable a reminder of the mercy that we find at the cross. See, we have in this parable the workers who endured the toil and the heat of the whole day. And then we have those who just worked in the last hour. Think of who was present at the cross when the payment was being made for our redemption. We had Mary, the mother of Jesus, and a repentant thief. It's the repentant thief who hears these words from the mouth of Jesus: "This day you will be with me in paradise." And Mary, what about her? She is left to weep and to have the sword of sorrow pierce her heart. We'd say, well, it's not fair. And Mary could say, well, I've been with you the whole way through, and this criminal enters into heaven before me. Can you imagine Mary saying that? Of course not, because she understood what the mercy of God was all about. She recognized from her very youth that she was not deserving of the role that she had been given, that it was a gift. She recognized that God lifts up the lowly. That is His way of showing His love. So God's way of giving us His love is not about being fair. If God were fair in that way, none of us would deserve forgiveness. But He is generous, and He gives what is needed to all who ask and sincerely seek His mercy. He is slow to anger, rich in kindness. Now, we should also find that our teaching about God's forgiveness isn't just for the children. It's about going out to a hurting world. The world, you see, is like those workers who are just waiting idly in the marketplace for someone to show them purpose and to show them dignity. Waiting for someone to invite them back. God doesn't run out of mercy. He is rich in mercy. He has plenty to provide for us all. But are we ourselves staying away? Or are we neglecting to bring others to the vineyard because of our own hard hearts, envious because of God's generosity and capacity to forgive that we find so difficult? So catechists and parents, teachers, all of us here today, let us resolve to teach about God's gift of forgiveness. Let us open our hearts to experience it first, and let's live it, offer it to others. Let's teach about just how beautiful and powerful this force of forgiveness is in our lives. And in so doing, bring back the idol, those waiting to receive their share of the riches of God's mercy.